Shalom, Dodi. Today I pray that you are doing okay and that all things are possible for them that believe. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. You are awesome. You are amazing. We thank you for giving us opportunity today to come before you, to hear you, to really dig deep and find you at the point of our needs. We invite you to this podcast, that you are here with us, that whatever situation we are in, you help us to resolve it. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Now, Dodi, how is the state of your heart? The state of your heart determines what you can achieve and what you cannot achieve. Are you the kind that hold on to grudges and don't let it go until you have avenged everything that was done to you? Or are you the one that just let things go and release it to the Lord and move on and let him handle the unforgiveness and the vengeful things? Or are you just in between? You don't care what goes on or what comes in. Either way, we all have to make a choice in our lives. Choices. Choices bring us to where we are in every situation. The mind is a war field. It's a place that the enemy loves to wage war against people. Because if he can make a crack in your mind, in your thinking, then he has gotten you, you see. But if he cannot make a crack in your thinking, then you have the chance to do greater things. The word of God says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how is your thinking? Are you the kind that can never go off things, that plays things over and over and over and over, and can never forgive and can never forget and just hold on to bitterness? Beloved, I tell you what. There is a way that seems right in the eyes of a man, but the end of it is death. Death is not just the final thing that happens to us, but what happens after we are dead is also very important. Yes, people have done you wrong. People have hurt you. You've been manipulated, you've been hurt, you've been abandoned, you've been pushed to the cave. People have stolen from you. They've done all manner of wickedness to you. People that you trusted, that you think are above reproach, yet they were able to hurt you so bad. It has affected you so much that you can't seem to go forward. You can't seem to go back. You are stuck. Today, my word for you is that you should allow the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to come in today, to remove you from that situation, to help you to unload that filth out of your system. Because that filth, that unforgiveness clogs your soul, clogs your body, makes your body not able to heal. Makes your mind not able to be refreshed. Make your thinking limited. Why do you allow yourself to be victimized 2 more times, 3 more times, or over and over and over and over again? That person that hurt you, that person that did things to you, that person that did awful things to you, don't deserve a place in your heart. You need to let go of that person. You need to release that person. You need to make a choice to say, today is the last time I am going to hold on to that weight. Today, I release myself of that weight. And I'm moving on. I dare you. I dare you right now to release that burden. Because Yeshua has come for you. He's challenging you right now and he's saying, can you give me your burden? And I'll give you my love. I'll give you my joy. I'll give you my peace. I'll give you my healing. And I'm going to restore you. And I will do for you the things that no one could ever have done for you. Today is the best day of your life. Because today, the burden removing God, the joyful God, is speaking to you today. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Come and see. Come and test him and see if what he's saying is a truth or a lie. But you know what? You don't have to take my word for it. You have to test the waters yourself. Today, I'm going to ask you to do something very, very difficult. But it's so simple if you can do it. The results are going to be amazing. When you hold people in your heart, when you hold circumstances that has happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it festers and it becomes a cesspool. It becomes a wound that no one can heal, you see. But the moment you make a choice to relinquish those things, the enemy cannot hold you anymore. The enemy has no legal right to you anymore. As long as you hold on to your pain, as long as you hold on to your grudges, as long as you hold on to your anger, as long as you hold on to these things, the enemy has a right to you and he will wreak havoc in your life. But the moment you make a decision to release those things, that enemy has no place. He has to scatter. He has to run. He has to find a hiding place because there will be no hiding place for him. I am Nade Bat El Elyon. I pray that today I've ministered to you. Shalom.